I have freedom of thought. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I have freedom of thought. Many of us think we have freedom of thought. We think we have the right to think anything we want to think. We think we have the right to go out and think thoughts that are good for the world and think thoughts that are negative for the world. Now, we don't really wish negativity upon the world. We don't really wish to have the world experience negative picturings, but every time we think a thought of a negative aspect for the world or for ourselves, much so for ourselves, we are creating that cause, that effect, that thought to be manifest wherever we are thinking it. Now, we think for a moment that there's a war in some other country, and that war is terrible. We think that war is not nice. We think that war is an unhappy situation, and we are not pleased with it, even if we are involved in it. We think the war is not nice. It shouldn't be. Now, instead of thinking that, instead of thinking, let what is right, let those on God's side, let those who are for God accomplish the good, let them have the rights, let whatever is for the rights and best of mankind be fulfilled, and let this happen, let this be done. And you see, all that judgment gets us in a lot of trouble. All that judgment makes us feel that we are the creator of the world, which we are. And we are the creator of the world, and that we are the judge of the world. Well, now, even in the divine, it says, judge not, lest ye be judged. For with what judgment you judge, so shall ye be judged. Now, this statement is quite powerful, and it is misunderstood. And the idea is that only God can judge. Well, God doesn't judge. Think of this. God created everything and called everything good. Okay? Now, God created everything and called everything good, so therefore, everything must be good. Now, when can anything change from being good to being not good? It can only change in our thought. And is that the reality? Well, that's the experience, but not the reality. The reality is the truth which lay behind all thought. The truth which lay behind all thought is that which is good and beautiful, uplifting and fantastic. The outer appearance of a thought might be something negative, because we only have a limited understanding of what it is that that outer appearance is. Now, if we can look through a person, for instance, someone is standing before you and they're suffering from some difficult circumstance, a difficult disease, and you look at them and you say, that's too bad. You look at them and you say, I wonder how much longer they have to live. You look at them and say, golly, that must be painful, that must be uncomfortable. And you see, you're creating this situation in them even while it may or may not be there. But when you look at a person and you look at them through your eyes, then you see them as you think of yourself. So then you think of the person and you think of them as being whole and perfect. You think of them as being beautiful. You think of them as being outstanding and marvelous and wonderful. And as you think of them being these things, you are putting a new cause in motion, and you're empowering that cause. Now, at the moment, the appearance might not be there, but you, knowing the original purity and integrity is there, you look right through that outer appearance of the person. You look right through that person, if you will, and you see their original purity and integrity. And in seeing the original purity and integrity, you bring that forth. You have the freedom of thought to bring that forth. You have the freedom of thought to bring that forth. You have the freedom of thought to bring that forth, if you wish. Or to just be someone who compounds the problem, who says, oh, I'm sorry you're feeling so bad. I'm sorry things aren't going well in your world. I'm sorry that your life is all tumbling down. Your body looks a shambles. I'm sorry for you. No. Say, hey, I see the Christ in you. I see the Spirit of God in you. I see good in you. I see all that is beautiful in you. I can see the Buddha in you. I can see the essence of all that is pure and fabulous in you. I can see it right now. I can see it. I can see it. And as we protest to ourselves that we can see it, we see it. And we bring it forth. And we experience it in our life, in our world, in our time, right now. We experience it. We live it. We are it. And isn't that wonderful? Wow. Think about it. Think about it. I have freedom of thought. I can think any thought I want. Well, why ever think a thought that's limiting? Why should we rather only think thoughts that are uplifting? Thoughts that are fulfilling? Thoughts that are rewarding? Thoughts that are true? Oh, thoughts that are true. Huh. What is the truth about ourselves? The truth about ourselves is that we are divine. The truth about ourselves is that we are a living expression of all that is beautiful, good, pure, and true. That's the truth about ourselves. Now, do you want that truth to be expressed in your life, in your world, in your affairs? If you want that truth to be expressed in your life, your world, and your affairs, it means then that it is up to you. It is up to you to start thinking these pure, beautiful thoughts. It's up to you to maintain the freedom of thought that you have and keep that freedom of thought thinking only those things that are fabulous and glorious and wonderful for yourself and the world. That's what an absolute philosopher does. An absolute philosopher thinks and knows that every thought the absolute philosopher thinks is one that it wants to have fulfilled in its world. An absolute philosopher does not resort to history. An absolute philosopher has no interest in history. That's past. That's no longer here. An absolute philosopher has no interest in tomorrow, for tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow is never. Today is the only day there is. Tomorrow can never come because every time we are in tomorrow, it is today. And so we may as well live in the present moment. We may as well live in the now. We may as well live in the freedom of thought with every thought being that thought which is uplifting, supportive, revealing, powerful, dynamic, wonderful in our life. Is this the kind of life you want? That every thought is uplifting, supportive, powerful, dynamic in your life? You have the freedom to think any thought you want. If a doctor were to go to a patient and say to the patient, what you have done to bring this illness upon you is you have thought that you could be unkind, and you could be mean, and you could be hateful. And those thoughts destroyed you. Now, when you start being loving, when you start laughing and being happy and joyful, and looking for the good in the world, those negative thoughts will go away, and your body will be returned to its original purity and integrity. Now, if a doctor were able to say that to the patient, in ways he does and she does, but oftentimes, no. But if a doctor would say that to their patient, what would happen for the patient? The patient, if the patient took the medicine the doctor offered, which was positive right thinking, then the patient would no longer think of the problem, think of that which brought the problem to them, think of that which is not desirable in their life, and certainly the results are not desirable, and think of only the pure, the good, and the true. Then the patient would no longer have the disease. The patient would no longer have the appearance. The patient would no longer suffer. The patient would now be expressing its original purity and integrity. The patient would take their freedom of thought and put their thought only upon that which was vital and dynamic and powerful and delightful for them. This is what you could do. This is what I can do. This is all that an absolute philosopher does. He thinks his thoughts. The absolute philosopher, she thinks what is important in her life. The absolute philosopher knows that every thought is a dynamic force bringing about whatever experience it is. Not because the experience doesn't exist, but because we're taking our attention from one experience and putting it on another. We're taking our attention and putting it on the truth of our being. We're taking our attention, putting it on the reality of our existence. And in the process, we are experiencing now the reality of our existence through the freedom of our thought. Think these thoughts because they're powerful and wonderful and great. And know that as you think these thoughts, you have the freedom to determine which thoughts you're going to think. And as you think them, watch and marvel at how quickly they are revealed as a reality in your life right now. I love you, I love you, I love you. Have a great and wonderful day.